We are live tonight from the Boston Garden for coverage of the MIAA Division I state semifinal boys basketball game between Lynn English High School, 22 wins, 2 losses on the year, and Mansfield, 22 wins and 3 losses on the year. Our English advanced out of the North Division on the strength of 4 tournament wins. An 81-73 win over Lynn Classical, a 91-63 win over Lawrence, a 110-57 win over Waltham, and then on Saturday night, an overtime 73-63 win over Lowell. For Mansfield, they are the South champions. They had 3 tournament games, a 54-52 opening round win over Attleboro. That's right, just a 2-point win over Attleboro. Then a 73-52 win over Needham, and a 78-65 win over Brockton. So the winner of this game tonight will go on and play the winner of tonight's St. John's of Shrewsbury versus Springfield Cathedral game. And we do understand that the state championship games will be Saturday at the DCU Center in Worcester. Well, hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. Great to have you with us. We're here. Both teams are warming up. They're on the court here at the Boston Garden. We've got the green of Mansfield. The two teams have met earlier this year in which Lynn English defeated Mansfield in overtime earlier this year when the two teams played. But and that was at the Cavanaugh Gym at Lynn English High School. And we had Lynn English on the left side of the court right now is there warming up with the silver and gray, maroon kind of uniforms. And we're going to step aside here for just a quick moment. And when we come back, we'll hear from Lynn English High head basketball coach Antonio Anderson and get his look at tonight's Lynn English Mansfield game.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com. MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Lynn English coach Antonio Anderson is with us, and coach, congratulations on winning that North title. It was an exciting game.
It was a good one, man. Lowell's a good team, great players, great coaching. They went out fighting. It was a war from the tip. We knew it. They knew like what kind of game it was going to be. No one was expecting a blowout at all. And I think that game lived up to every expectation possible.
You know, again, like all your games, there's somebody stepping up at different times, leading the way defensively, offensively. You know, I've always liked Jack Rodriguez. He's done it. He's been so steady for you. But I thought he had a great game, even though he wasn't scoring a lot. But in overtime, he took over with that experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think in the regulation, Jack did some great things for us defensively, rebounding as well, getting other guys involved, getting the rim, making plays for others. Then in overtime, he got some confidence, and you know, we told him just to get out of his own way and just play basketball. And, you know, he got going, got a jumper, got a three-pointer, free throws, a layup. So he got us going, man, and kind of put us over the edge.
Yeah. And also defensively, they were problematic. I mean, they were very good defensively.
Oh, yeah, they're good. Lowell can defend. You know, I think both teams were right there when it comes to defending. With that speed and athleticism that both teams had, we kind of were stopping each other from making plays that we usually make.
Yes,
I'm sure,
yeah,
for them as well. So, you know, that's what it came down to. Just other guys making plays when need be outside of the offensive defensive plan. And, you know, Jack was able to get that done for us.
Yeah, one more question on the game. I mean, you look at the tempo. I mean, it could have been a 90-point game except for all that defense.
Yeah, like I said, man, both teams, we both have speed and we're able to slow each other down. You know, for us, we average close to 90 points a game. They're always in that 60 range, yeah, but they do it kind of fast. And they got us to play their style of play. And, what, you know, I think what helped us is we're able to kind of adjust and play whatever way that comes about, and we were able to do that.
Mansfield, you played them here at Lynn English High School earlier in the season. What do you expect Tuesday night?
Another war, man. You know, Coach Vaughn is a great coach. You know, we both played each other third game in the season. It was new for both of us. I'm sure they've gotten a lot better. We've gotten better, so definitely going to be a good one again tomorrow.
What do they have? What are their strengths? Size, speed, shooting?
They got it all, too. You know, they can shoot it. They can pass it. Very smart, under control. You know, they don't turn it over much. So, you know, we just got to stay disciplined and play our game and be okay.
Any other thoughts on your team? Any other news from the Bulldogs?
Oh, no, we just got to stay focused. That's the key for us.
Another one. This one's coming up fast this time. Well, Coach, congrats, and good luck on Tuesday night.
Thank you.
Yep. Coach Antonio Anderson from Lynn English High School with us. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddocks, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos. Plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley, and BradfordTavern.com. The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Writer at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
Is. Including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Back at the Boston Garden, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us tonight here on MSONewsSports.com for the Division II state semifinal game between Lynn English and Mansfield. Now, this game features the last two state champions in Division I. Last year, it was Lynn English. They are the defending state champs. But 2 years ago, it was Mansfield. So, two state champions going head-to-head tonight here at the Boston Garden in the state semifinal game. You heard us mention with Coach Antonio Anderson the Jack Rodriguez performance. He had 4 points in regulation Saturday night at Lowell at the Songus Center against Lowell, but he got 9 points in the overtime. And in fact, English held Lowell to just 3 points as a team in the overtime. So again, it's Lynn English coming out of the North, the number two seed in the North, going up against Mansfield, the number one seed of the South. Lynn English, 22 wins, 2 losses, and Mansfield, 22 wins and 3 losses. And we're just about ready for the starting lineups to be introduced here at the Garden. Looking up at the clock here, about almost 7:25. We're only about 10 minutes late. A lot better than we were doing last Saturday night at Lowell. By the way, we will have tomorrow's Beverly game as they take on Whitman Hansen tomorrow night at 7:45 right here at the Boston Garden. You'll hear it live here on MSO News Sports. We've got our fingers crossed. And by the way, if you're interested in hearing from both of those coaches, we'll check back on the website tomorrow. We'll have both interviews posted with Matt Karakoudis from Beverly High School and Coach Bob Rogers and the AD from Whitman Hansen, both Panthers battling tomorrow night in the Division II state semifinal game. Well, today's game is brought to you in part by Acapulco's Restaurant at the Cummings Center in Beverly. Great food, great family atmosphere, and a fun place to be. And plenty of free parking at Acapulco's in Beverly. Also, just a quick reminder to you to be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night Monday nights at 7 o'clock here on MSONewsSports.com. And what we'll do now is we'll step aside for some messages, back with more just ahead, and the tip-off of tonight's game right after this.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF. Catch Connections, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
The dulcet tones of Marty Harrington. Mansfield to jump with Lynn English. Terrence Guy to jump for Mansfield. I'm just looking at him here. Okay. Doesn't look like he's the tallest guy out on the court, but he's close. But he'll be going up against J.B. McKeeba from Lynn English High School. And English will go from right to left. McKeeba easily wins the tap, drops it into the backfield for Jack Rodriguez, who in turn gives to Jarnell Guzman. They toss a quick hard pass down into the left corner. Loose on the floor is the ball. Scramble. English has it. And the Bulldogs reset. With it there, Mason Jean Baptiste off for Rodriguez. Dish off underneath. McKeeba, and he puts it in for the 2 points. J.B. McKeeba for the first 2 points of tonight's game. And English is up on top 2-0. Again, these two teams played at the Kavanaugh Gym in Lynn earlier this year, with English winning in overtime. Two state champions going head-to-head here. Mansfield 2 years ago, English last year. Guy on the drive, a runner into the paint. He goes, and it's off the glass with the shot, and the rebound is snapped down there by Badmus of Lynn English High School. Off for Guzman. He's into the lane off from Makiba. He takes it to the basket, puts it on the rim, but it will not go down. Hit off the glass. He weaved in from the right side. A nice spin move from the paint. But it's 2-0. The basket, the rebound is Mansfield's, and they head up court. Here's Guy with a strong take to the basket. He's got two. Oh, man. He's got a strong kind of, I wouldn't call it a Charles Barkley kind of, a young Charles Barkley body, but he can move. So battling down low. Badmus has it outside on the left wing. Off for Guzman. Back to Badmus on the give and go. He drives into the lane. No, the tip is in by Badmus. Missed the first shot. Got the rebound and the tip in, rather, for the 2 points. English is up by 2:42 early going. Long three, left corner. Good by Mansfield's Christopher Hill. That gives the Hornets of Mansfield a 1.54 lead over Lynn English. Jarnell Guzman, who played a lot of the two guard Saturday night against Lowell, now clearly back at his more familiar, to us anyways, point position. Straight on pull-up jumper, Guzman, no. Rebound is snapped down there by Stevens of Mansfield. Long down court pass, a reverse shot by Hill doesn't go. Rebound English high. Rodriguez with a take and a spin, and it doesn't go. He looks fouled. This will send Jack Rodriguez to the foul line for two shots, fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw in the air. It's good. Ties the game at five. Just underway, first quarter. Rodriguez will have another one. Fouled on his take to the basket and shooting. Second one is no good. Rebound goes to the floor and the Hornets pick it up. With it there is Stevens. Dishes it off to Guy, Terrence Guy, on the dribble around the perimeter. Shot is missed down low. Badmus gets the rebound. That's down court, Rodriguez underneath Makiba, and he puts it home. Nice lead, putting it up, and it almost was that a timed pass and slam dunk, but Makiba did not dunk it. He just tapped it up off the glass and in from the left side. He was swooping in from the right. Here's Guy down low, kicks it back out for a three. Pumped in there by Chris Hill. That's his second three. That gives the Mansfield Hornets a one-point lead, 8-7, 5:07 to play first quarter. English basketball, Mason Jean-Baptiste into the paint, Makiba up top, the pull-up jumper, got it from the foul line. Makiba going outside, he's got 6 points now, three field goals here in the first quarter. Clearly, I think Antonio Anderson, the head coach of Lynn English, has wanted to get him involved in the offense in these big games. There's a pull-up jumper, doesn't go. Falls off the rim, taken from the right side off to the left side. Mason Jean-Baptiste with a take to the basket. No, the follow-up, tip-up, Badmus, no. The next shot by Guzman is good. A little pull-up jumper. Jarnell Guzman with his first points of the night. English up 11-8, three-point lead. Mansfield sets up, looking at man-to-man, Lynn English high defense. Guzman taps the ball free, dives for it, pushes it into the backcourt. Mason Jean-Baptiste picks it up, and it goes to the basket. Now shut down. Gives it off for Guzman, a three ball, no, from the left wing, and the rebound is Mansfield's. Up court, up over midcourt, with a pass off for Samuel Stevens. Hook pass underneath the Guy, and he's fouled, bumped on the floor. I don't think this will be a shooting foul. Yeah, no, not a shooting foul. He was in the paint, but not shooting. Got bumped as soon as he made the catch. 3 minutes, 55 seconds to play in the first quarter. 11-8, English leads. It is a Mansfield ball. Matthew Bowen on the inbounds. Works it around up to Guy, and a foul away from the play, bumping. And the foul is on Lynn English High School. They're calling out on Mason Jean-Baptiste away from the ball. There is a lot of position, a bumping down there on both sides here. Positioning going on here. So it'll be a Mansfield ball, sideline right, in forecourt. Two-hand pass inbounds comes to Guy. Guy! on the take. It is Stevens. A shot is good. Samuel Stevens with a good strong take to the basket. Guzman right back for English. A drive and a lay-in and a foul. Darnell Guzman with his second bucket of the night, and he is fouled. Three minutes, 34 seconds to play. English is up on top, 13-10. Guzman is at the foul line. Darnell has his right knee taped up a little bit. Free throw is no good. Guzman, a very good free throw shooter. Here's Guy back on the attack for Mansfield. Pulls it back out. They set up around the perimeter. Gill off in front of us. Ball strolling away in the paint by Mason Jean-Baptiste. Off for Guzman. He drives and a blocking foul. The shot didn't go, but he was fouled on his way to the basket. Guzman going back to the free throw line with 3:17 to go in the first quarter. Came over from St. John's Prep, Jarnell Guzman for Lynn English High. Adamide Badmus came over from St. Mary's. Guzman's free throw, fingertips, and it's around the off, bouncing off the rim and falls off to the right side. Three-point lead for the Bulldogs. Guzman's second free throw. And that is good. Rattling around and falling down through. We've got the Lynn English fans behind us here. And across the way, the green of Mansfield. There's a tight defense out by midcourt. Guzman applying it. They get it to Guy, right baseline. He goes strong. Now kicks a pass out left corner. A jumper from there is good. A three ball is put down there by Sincere Good. Gill, rather. Excuse me. So that is now a one-point English lead. Here's Rodriguez off for Makiba. Shot no. A second effort, Makiba. No. Good lead pass, though, by Rodriguez. Now English gets the offensive board. Here's Guzman, a pull-up jumper. He's got the two. Well, Jarnell Guzman is really trying to take charge here, along with Makiba in this first quarter. Early going. 2:30 to play, first quarter. Here's Guy traveling. Got some double-team pressure. Rather 16-13 our score, 3-point English lead. Guzman, outside three, no, doesn't go for him. Rebound hauled down by Rodriguez, way out in the corner, left side. Back up to Guzman, off for Mason Jean-Baptiste, drives to the basket, no, off for Makiba. Now Rodriguez, a three attempt from the left wing, no. Rebound is pulled off the floor by Bowen, Matthew Bowen of Mansfield. Up court to Gill. Gill on the take, and he's got two. Good, strong take by Sincere Good, Gill rather, of Mansfield. Turnover English in forecourt. Loose ball picked up by Stevens of Mansfield. Down court, bounce pass into the paint. That's a turnover. English gets the ball back. They head back up court, right to left. Rodriguez into the paint, kicks it back out in the corner, off the fingertips of Badmus and a defender, and it goes out of bounds, calling it off of Andrew Rooney of Mansfield. Ball sidelines right for English. Now Makiba checks out of the game. Into the game for English is Aaron Vascano. On the inbounds, it goes to Badmus, and he banks it off the glass and in for two. English up by three, 18-15, 1:26 to go, first quarter. This is tight, folks. Lynn English in Mansfield. They went to overtime in Lynn earlier this year. And we have a foul out. Oh, a traveling violation and a foul call. Yeah, a traveling violation is the call against Mansfield. Coach Anderson has said that he thinks both teams are obviously better now than they were at that point in the year. 1:10 to play, English by three. They have the ball. Badmus right block, kicks it back out on the left wing. Guzman fakes a pass, jump shot, got it! 2 points. Guzman now with 9 points here in the first quarter. Guzman for Lynn English High. On the dribble, Gill for Mansfield. They feed it down low left block. A shot is around and in. No, wait a minute. No, it did not. It rolled around and out. I had Coach Antonio Anderson in my way here. Here's English with a take off for Badmus. Offensive foul called on English. Not sure who this is on. I guess it's got to be on Vescano. Yeah, Vescano called for the offensive foul. Vescano with the take, and then he dished it off. But in the meantime, he did run into the defender and get the offensive foul call. Makiba coming back into the game. 39.6 seconds to play, first quarter. English by five, Mansfield with the ball. Guy to inbound on the end line. Drops it off for Gill, Clarence Gill. Karen and Sincere Gill, rather. And on the dribble, they pass down low, man free, and it is banked in for 2 points. Sincere Gill with the 2 points. Gill now with 7 points here in the first quarter. 20-17 to score, English by three. Rodriguez looking at just seconds remaining in the first quarter, 14 seconds. 12 on the shot clock. Rodriguez outside, still way outside. Man-to-man defense by Mansfield. And the take, the ball is knocked free. Rodriguez gets it back underneath the Makiba, and he hammers it home. Off the glass and in, and the quarter comes to an end with the score, Lynn English 22, Mansfield 17, at the end of one quarter here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
Welcome back to the Boston Garden. Just tabulating my scores up a little bit here. I feel like I'm missing a bucket here from the Bulldogs. 9, 10, 14. Oh, no, I got it. I'm all right. I'm all right. I just can't add. That's the issue here, folks. 22-17. That's one of the issues. MSO News Sports is the North Shore's multimedia website. Delivers a daily news podcast, weather, photos, news updates, plus the video of the day and much more on North Shore Today. Mansfield ball to start the second quarter. Turnover. Ball knocked free by English defensively, but wait a minute. Now we say the ball went out of bounds. Let's see whose ball it is. Down in the English. It'll be a Mansfield ball underneath their basket to our right. On the inbounds, it goes off for Gill. Gill back on a runner by Bowen, and he banks it in off the glass and in. 22-19, big basket by Bowen. Good move underneath. Guzman passes into the paint, but it's a turnover to Bowen. Bowen up court. Bowen is a very good guard. Off it goes for Guy. Around the perimeter up for Gill. On the left, now a pull-up three ball is on the rim, and it doesn't go by Stevens, Samuel Stevens. 22-19. It is Lynn English with the lead, and Charnel Guzman with the ball. Off to Badmus on the right wing. Drops for Guzman. English a little slow on the tempo right now. Here's a take by Guzman into the paint. It doesn't go. Makiba, the offensive board, up and in. Good athletic rebound by Makiba, J.B. Makiba. He was back around 5 feet back from the bucket, back in the paint, in the middle. Got it and went up strong, up and over everybody. He's got the body to do it. Here is Stevens, a drive, a foul. He'll go to the line for two shots. Samuel Stevens of Mansfield. 5-point English lead, but Mansfield is at the free throw line for two shots with 6:28 to go first half. Again, we're with you tomorrow night. Beverly versus Whitman-Hanson. Check out our post coming up here tomorrow previewing that game. and our audio link as well. Here's a free throw, Stevens. He doesn't get it. He'll have another. Also, by the way, we'll talk with Coach Matt Karakoudis. We'll hear from him at the half here tonight in an interview that actually Nick Giannino of the Salem News and I kind of sat in and talked with the coach last night over in Beverly. So here is Stevens' free throw, his second one. That's no good. He goes 0-for-2 at the line. It's still a 5-point English lead. Here comes Rodriguez over midcourt. Off on the right for Mason Jean Baptiste. Down in the baseline, ball kicked. They'll reset the shot clock. And English is going to call a timeout. So we'll take it as well here with the score, 24-19, English by 5, with 6:19 to play first quarter. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
Get the latest news on the Red Sox with our own baseball insider Andy Carboni. Talked to Andy earlier today. There's a post up on the website with the latest news and not great news from Florida on the Red Sox, but Andy Carboni fills us in on the very latest. And more. Plus those Major League Baseball notes. English basketball, they lead 5 with just over 6 minutes to go until the half. 24-19 the score. Jarnell Guzman with the ball outside. Take to the baseline, right side, no. Rebound is grabbed by Mansfield. I want to say Manchester because they're green too, Manchester Essex. And the North Reading Hornets are also green. But it's Mansfield. Pass into the paint. Not a good pass by Mansfield. And the loose ball is picked up by Viscano of English. Dumps it off for Rodriguez. He'll have a strong take to the basket and a runner is good off the glass and in. Jack Rodriguez. His first field goal tonight. He has 3 points. Had a free throw earlier in the first quarter. 26-19. Guy dishes around the perimeter. Hill back on the exchange, left block. Shot goes cross court off to Guy. He comes into the paint, leads in a shot. No, a defensive rebound. Viscano getting some good minutes out of Viscano off the bench here are the Bulldogs. Down off into the right corner, Rodriguez. Right block, Makiba back up to Rodriguez. Quick pass down in the corner, Viscano left side drives baseline, a runner. He's fouled. He'll go to the line for 2 shots. 5:02 to play in the first half. Earlier tonight, Andover in girls basketball won the semifinal there over Bridgewater-Raynham. Well-played game, 52-44. Andover over BR. Free throw is good by Viscano. His first point of the night. Aaron Viscano of Lynn English at the free throw line to our left. Got the gray uniform with the maroon number. Second one is good. Nice soft touch by Aaron Viscano of Lynn English. Up to a 9-point English lead with 5 minutes to play in the first half. 28-19. Guy outside. Off for Hill. Ball knocked away from him. Hill gets it back. Exchanging with Stevens outside. Down to Guy left sidelines. Puts one hand up in the air. Now comes to the foul line left. Extended. Now a runner into the paint. And a shot doesn't go. The rebound is pulled down by Viscano. Up on the right, Guzman. He'll go in baseline. Now dish off underneath for Badmus, who lays it in. Adamai Badmus with a 2 point. 6 points for him on the night. 30-19. Adamai Badmus with the 2 points. 30-19 the score. Here's Stevens weaving to the paint. A runner, no! And it is Baptiste with the rebound. He runs the length of the court, a scoop layup, and he's called for the offensive foul. Mason Jean Baptiste called for the foul. That'll be his second foul, I believe. 30-19 our score. Substitution here. Kanye Waveswa coming into the game for the Bulldogs with 30-19 our score. 30-19 the score. 4 minutes to go, first half. Gill outside. Comes down right block. Off on the left for Rooney. Two-hand pass off on the right. Pulled down there by Gill. Down right corner. Guy, he goes cross-court along the baseline with a pass from right to left. Now a left-wing pull-up three. Got it. That's Sincere Gill. Gill now with 10 points on the night and two threes. There's a kick out. Viscano, right corner three. No. Rebound, Guy of Mansfield. 30-22, 8-point English lead. Mansfield with the ball. Guy to the right side. Whips it around the perimeter. Straight on three is no good. Taken by Samuel Stevens. Rebound English. Down court pass. Rodriguez has it. He'll go in strong to the paint. And it rolls off the rim. What a nice drive and take to the rim by Rodriguez, but the shot fell on the rim and rolled off to the left side. Here's Guy right back. A scooper lays it in. Oh, man, this guy can finish. This Terrence Guy, nice-looking basketball player from Mansfield. Guzman to the circle. Kicks a two-hand pass out on the right side to Viscano. He weaves his way into the paint. Now kicks it back out for Weza. To Rodriguez, he'll go strong. A runner, no, didn't quite go. And the rebound is pulled down there by Rooney, Andrew Rooney of Mansfield. 30-24, 6-point game. A three from the left wing, no. Rebound is grabbed by Guzman right underneath. He'll run up court himself, takes a bump, and a foul. Looks like he took an inadvertent elbow. The defender was there. Not an intentional elbow at all, but I don't think he did as it looks now. But he did take a bump. He ran into an object there that wasn't moving. But Guzman looks fine, and he will inbound on the end line. 2:24 to go, first half. Badmus takes the inbound pass off to Guzman, right corner. No, the rebound is Mansfield's. Stevens with it. Off it goes to Gill, up court, right in the middle. Green uniform pushing it to the basket to our right. Around the perimeter to the left corner, back up top for Gill. On the right, Stevens is still outside. Back out, two-point jumper, or rather three-point jump shot from the right wing. Bowen doesn't go. Nice left-hand touch, Matthew Bowen. And the rebound goes to Lynn Inglishai. Just under 2 minutes now to play in the first half. Badmus, right baseline, goes up strong, has the ball swatted away from him, but it goes out of bounds. English leading by six with a minute 47 to play in the first half. Inbounds to Badmus, right block. He'll go into the lane. A bump. Oh, an offensive foul. I think Badmus feels the defender took a dive on him. First foul on Badmus, I believe. One minute, 43 seconds to play in the first half. So now, this has turned into a two-possession game right here. Guy outside, right side. A little tricky dribble, back up top. Dishes it off for Stevens. Back to Guy. Look out. Take to the basket. A runner. No, it fell off the rim. He didn't get it. Defensive rebound by Rodriguez. Jack Rodriguez weaves to the middle, back off to the right. Down right corner, a three ball. Got it! It was Luis Rivera of English. Just into the game. Just great, nails a three out of the right wing. Big three by English, 33-24. An exchange up top. Stevens a jump shot. No, straight on. Defensive rebound, English. Rodriguez up court. Drives. Kicks it out into the corner. Here's Guzman. Left corner jumper. No. Rebound, Stevens of Mansfield. 33-24. A drive, a take to the basket. No. Tipped up ahead. Down court, Rodriguez. Two on two. Rodriguez takes it, lays it in. And there's a foul. Blocking foul. It's on Guy, I believe. Yeah, Guy. Rodriguez at the line. He gets the first one. Rodriguez now 2 of 3 from the free throw. Oh. He's got the one shot. And it is 36-24. English just jumped out up to a 12-point lead here. With an outside Gill with a spinning move to the basket for Mansfield, and he puts it in. It's a 10-point game. Under a minute to go here. 15 seconds to go in the half. Rodriguez outside, going on one defender into the paint, and a nice move, and he lays it in. Oh, a tricky weave by Rodriguez. Long bomb at the buzzer, off the rim, missed by Gill. At the half, 38-26, Lynn English is leading Mansfield here on MSONewsSports.com. But we'll step aside here. We'll be back with more. We'll check up the scoring totals here for a moment. Get right back to here. So stay with us right here on MSONewsSports.com. And just ahead, we'll hear from Matt Karakoudis, the boys basketball coach at Beverly High School. Again, at the half, Lynn English 38, Mansfield 26.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hey, this is Matt Williams from the Salem News. Make sure that you listen to our weekly high school sports podcast where you can get all the news and happenings in the North Shore high school sports and beyond with myself, Phil Stacey, Bill Newell, and Nick Giannino.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Matt Karakoudis, head basketball coach at Beverly High School. Matt, welcome.
Thank you, Bill.
Got the North title Saturday night over Belmont. Now it's on to the state semifinals at the Boston Garden on Wednesday night against Whitman Hansen, the Panthers, another Panthers.
Yeah, we have the Battle of the Panthers coming up here. So it's going to be a tough one. We've looked into Whitman Hansen, and I know that they've been to the Garden 3 out of the last 5 years. So it's they're not going to be worried, for sure. You know, they're used to that environment, and it's going to be our first time there. So we're excited for it.
So I know the Panthers are spelled the same, Panthers, P-A-N, blah, blah, blah. But how are the teams similar, and how are they different?
We're similar that we have some size. Whitman Hansen is a big team, and they're very similar to the way Belmont and Burlington plays, which I think will be beneficial for us because we can kind of go in with a similar game plan. They're much taller than the past two teams, but they love to play on the perimeter and they love to play man-to-man defense, and that's what we've been seeing. So I think that can be beneficial to us going forward.
We have Nick Giannino here too as well. Nick,
ahead. Yeah, I was just going to ask, you know, any superstars for them, any standouts, or is it more of a balance of it like you saw with Belmont?
Yeah, they're similar to us where they play like 7-8 guys, and most of their scoring comes from their starters. I know last game every point came from their starters. They have the MVP of the conference, very good, strong point guard, Steve Kelly. He's just like a pit bull out there, so he's going to be a tough customer. And they also have Ben Rice, who's a 6'6 sniper from the outside. So they got a lot of size. They have two guard/forwards that are both around 6'2", 6'3", that can score the basketball. They another team that puts five guys on the floor that can all shoot the three, which is just basketball nowadays. Everybody has to shoot, you know. When I was playing, if you're 6'6", you're on the block. Now you're 6'6", and all you're doing is shooting threes. So it's going to be a tough challenge for sure, and they get after it defensively. Very hard man-to-man defense. It's very similar to us. I think you're going to see the Panthers and the Panthers. It makes sense because we both play the same way. We just like to pound it inside more, and they like to live on the perimeter offensively.
But yet they're a bigger team than you guys are?
They are, overall, because they have bigger guards than us. So they're like 6'6", 6'3", 6'3", 6'1", 6 feet.
I could ask you this a million times, and probably seems like we already have, but playing at the TD Garden is pretty special. Not an opportunity these guys are probably ever going to get to do again. I mean, unless you guys go next year.
I hope next year we'll be back.
Right.
But it is incredibly special, and I'll be honest. Like, I was lucky enough, myself, Coach Downey, when we played at St. Mary's, we played there 2 years in a row, 2001, 2002, and won back-to-back titles. And
he was my backcourt mate with me.
And you know, one of the things when I got into coaching is I was lucky enough to have that feeling of playing there, winning that title with your friends. And that's one of the things I was really hoping to be able to bring to teams. I was hoping I could do it at Pope John. We came close, and I really wanted to do it here. It's an experience you will never forget. I mean, you're walking on the court. For me, it was like thinking, oh, my God, Larry Bird was out here. These guys are thinking like Jason Tatum and stuff like that. You know, it's just it's a surreal experience to know you're playing. We're all their heroes, have been playing and will be playing. You know, of course, we want to win and move on. You know, that's what we're focused on. But at the same time, you know, it's fun, and we want these guys to have fun and enjoy the experience.
Seems to me like down the stretch, you guys are getting better every game. Do you feel like you're peaking right at the right time at this point?
I do. And, you know, before the tournament when we spoke, you know, I've said it a couple times, it may not be the best team that wins these tournaments. It's the teams playing the best at the right time. And I think we are firing on all cylinders here. You know, we've beaten some really good teams, Malden Catholic, Burlington, and then Belmont. And we've made two very good teams in Malden Catholic and Belmont kind of look mediocre, and that's no disrespect to them. I think that's just how hard and how well we were playing, because those are very well-coached teams and very good players, and we've just been playing extremely well at the right time, which is great.
You know, you're right. It did appear that you guys had more energy than Belmont did Saturday night in Lowell.
I think it helps when we jumped out on them right away. You know, getting up 15-4, you know, was kind of a shock for them because they probably expected they would have been up 15-4. They're used to that. They were the defending champions. But I told these guys before the game, you know, I said the hungrier animal is the scarier one. And I said, we have to be hungrier. We have never been here. We have not experienced this. They won this last year. They know what it's like to be here. They know what it's like to move on. And maybe they'd come out a little complacent, like, hey, we've already done this. And we just came out with an attitude like, hey, we're not just happy to be here. We want to get this W and move on. And that's what we need to do when we get to the Garden Wednesday.
What are the main things you're working on in practice these next couple of days heading into the big game?
It's a lot of fine-tuning. It really is. I mean, this late in the season, maybe you put in like a little wrinkle here, a little wrinkle there. Now it's just kind of going back over the film of the previous game and looking at your opponent and kind of putting in little teeny things here and there. It's mostly preparing for Whitman Hansen and then just very, very minor things with us because we're not going to change much at this point.
Will they be a pressing team against you guys?
I do not think so. They play very, very solid half-court man the way we do. I've seen them press in some films, but it's more of a zone pressure, and it was against weaker teams. It was teams with pretty poor records, so I don't know if they just felt they could get away with that. But I rule nothing out, you know. You're playing at the Garden in the semifinals to get to the state championship. I mean, coaches are going to do whatever they have to do. You know, it wouldn't shock me. I know they play some 1-3-1 at times in the half court, so maybe they throw a little junk at us if we get going. But we'll be prepared for everything. And at this point in the season, I don't know of anything they could throw at us that we haven't seen, and vice versa. I don't know of anything we could do to them that they probably haven't seen at this point of the season.
Coach, again, thanks for your time, and good luck Wednesday night.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep. Matt Carey.
Catch Connections Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore. Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Foxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com. The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Writer at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
We are back underway here, just underway, second half. Halftime score was 38-26. Right now, Jack Rodriguez just starts the second half with a drive to the bucket for 2 points. He now has 10. He was fouled. He will now go to the free throw line for the three-point play. Just underway. Rodriguez free throw missed. Rebound hits the floor after it falls off the fingertips of a couple of players, and Mansfield gets the basketball. Rooney with it up court on the drive into the paint. Kicks it back out on the right side. In turn, they give off to Stevens. Back to Guy. Comes in baseline. He's got the two. Terrence Guy, 2 points. 40-28, 12-point English lead, just underway third quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Badmus into the paint, now kicks a pass out in the corner, a three ball no from Mason Jean Baptiste, and it's a Mansfield rebound. Up court, Gill with the dribble slowly, guarded by Guzman, fades to the right side, now drives into the corner, now kicks it back into the right wing and keeps it off to Stevens. He takes it to the basket, and an underhand scoop layup is good. Timeout English. 40-30, 10-point game. Coach Antonio Anderson seeing something there he's not happy with. MSO News Sports provides a great local sports hour with guests and topics Monday nights at 7. Join Rick Moore and Tim Kearns for North Shore Sports Night Mondays at 7. Also, we want to thank all of our sponsors who help make these special playoff broadcasts possible. Check out their banners on our website and be sure to support our local businesses. This would not be possible without them. And by the way, looking for some fun things to do? Check out Acapulco's restaurant at the Cummings Center in Beverly. Great food, great family atmosphere, and a fun place to be. Plenty of free parking. 40-30 the score. Lynn English leading Mansfield with 6:41 to go third quarter, really just starting here in the second half. This is the Division I state semifinal game in boys basketball. English won the state title a year ago. Mansfield won the state title 2 years ago. These two teams did play one another earlier this year in a game played at Lynn English High School. And English won it in overtime. Makiba backs in, right block, puts it up and in for two. He's got 12 on the night. J.B. Makiba for English High, 42-20, back up to a 12-point Bulldog lead. Gill with the dribble up top. Takes a little bump from Guzman, gives it back off for Guy. Guzman tips it free, gets a return pass, and lays it up and in. Good tip by Guzman, and then his teammate picked it up and fed it back ahead to him for a sneakaway bucket up to a 14-point English lead. Winner of this game goes on to for the state championship game Saturday at the DCU Center in Worcester. Mansfield ball outside. English with that tough man-to-man defense. It's a drop-off zone here now, a little bit. Here's a runner and a foul with the take to the basket by Sincere Gill. Came down the left of the lane, and a little fadeaway jumper draws the two-shot foul. So Gill goes to the line for two. He's leading all scorers right now in the game with 12 points, two threes in the first half. This will be his first point of the second half, made free throw. 44-31, 5:38 to play in the third quarter. Sincere Gill, second free throw, got it. Gill is a junior. Jack Rodriguez up court for the Bulldogs. Exchanging outside with Gene Baptiste, and now a timeout called by English. I think Coach Antonio Anderson was trying to prevent a held ball, which would have been a possession arrow situation. And so there is a timeout here. What we'll do is we'll take it. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Badmus with a high-low feed to Makiba down in the paint, and he hits it off the glass and in for 2 points. J.B. Makiba now with 14 points for the Bulldogs. And it is a 46-32 lead for Lynn English. Mansfield exchanging outside. Foley with it. Off for Guy. Very dangerous. Terrence Guy now gives it back up on top. And a drive. A kick out to Guy. Guy left of the lane. Being shut down there. Off on the right side for Stevens. Lost the handle on it. Gets it back. Right side jumper doesn't go. And English has the ball. Would have been a shot clock violation as well. It is Guzman with it. Coming off a Badmus pick. Back to Badmus. Badmus on the give and go underneath a block. Oh, an offensive foul. Offensive foul on Ademinide Badmus. 46-32 the score. 4:35 to play. Quarter three. I'm Bill Newell here at the Boston Garden for the Division I state semifinal boys basketball game. Special thanks to our coaches for helping us get tonight's game ready, and of course, Lynn English High Athletic Director Dick Newton. And the Hornets of Mansfield have the basketball. On a drive into the paint, a shot is altered by Makiba. Guy, the offensive rebound underneath, kicks it back out on the left. Here's a baseline take and the dish off and a loose ball. Grabbed by Makiba of English. Up ahead to Rodriguez, off for Guzman, and an offensive foul called on Guzman. Ooh. Four minutes, 13 seconds to play in the third quarter, 46-32. Mansfield looking for some kind of a spark to get back into this game. English with a 14-point advantage here in the third quarter, about halfway through. With the basketball, Gill dribbling up top, lost his dribble. faces a little bit of a double. Kicks it back off for Stevens. Stevens back to Gill on the weave with Bowen. Bowen off for Gill. Gill back outside. Eight on the shot clock. Way outside still. Now Gill with the take. A runner. A hook. No. Makiba altered that. Offensive board. Guy, he goes back up and in for two, and he draws a foul. Basket is good. And I think that is on Guzman. Yeah, it is on Jarnell Guzman. 46-34, 12-point lead for Lynn English, and Guy, really an outstanding ball player. Must be about 6'3 or so, very, very mobile. Free throw's no good. Rebound loose, tipped in from by Guy, but it comes free, and English has it. Off for Rodriguez. He'll take it to the bucket. A runner is good. Jack Rodriguez. He's got 12 himself now. Four in the second half. Andrew Rooney with a dribble over midcourt for Mansfield. Working right to left here in the second half. Rooney off for Bowen. Bowen coming back left now. Down the paint. A scoop of reverse over the shoulder shot. Doesn't go. Makiba really altered what he wanted to do there. Good defense by English. Here's Rodriguez with a drive and a take to the basket. 14 points for Rodriguez. 50-34, a 16-point Lynn English lead. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Gill outside, weaving outside on the exchange with Bowen and Rooney. Bowen right side, he chug into the paint, and his shot can't get it off. And he's tied up for a held ball with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Inbounds pass. Mansfield with the basketball in their own end. Stevens upside to Bowen up top. Off for Guy. Around the perimeter down in the corner to Gill. Back up top for Rooney. Rooney a three ball. No. Just rimmed out. Rodriguez the rebound on the right baseline. Comes up. Pull up jumper. Rodriguez three. No. Kind of feeling it a little bit. But it didn't go for him. Here's Guy with the rebound. A little transition action. They slow it down. Guy off for Stevens. Stevens to the foul line. Kicks it back out for Gill. Back off for Stevens. He'll go into the paint. Off underneath. A shot is around and in by Rooney. And a timeout is called by Mansfield with 2:03 to play in the third quarter. It's a 14-point Lynn English lead, 50-36, here on MSONewsSports.com.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Lynn English will have the basketball. 2 minutes, 3 seconds to play, third quarter. Division I state semifinal game. Rodriguez taking the inbounds pass from Jean Baptiste. And Rodriguez gives it back to him into forecourt on the right side. Down right block, Makiba goes cross court with a pass. It's knocked free and stolen. Stevens comes away with it for Mansfield. Off for Bowen, right corner, weaves his way into the paint. Drops it off for Guy. He goes up. No, he gets his own bound. Goes up and he gets a foul. And that's going to be on Badmus. Or is it? No, it's on Makiba. Makiba called for the foul, and Guy going to the line for two shots. Free throw is good. 50-37. 13-point lead. Luis Rivera coming into the game, and J.B. McKeeba coming out of the game, the big guy for English High. McKeeba's had a very effective game here tonight for Lynn English High, for sure. Shot is missed. Off defensive rebound by the Bulldogs. Guzman with it. Slows it down as he comes over midcourt from left to right. Picked up defensively by Rooney. Now slides off a pick, comes foul line, kick pass off for Badmus, and he stuffs it. Denemy Badmus with his seventh and eighth points of the night on the field goal. 52-37, Lynn English High. Bowen outside, working Stevens, a long three from straight on, no. Offensive board out on the right wing though. Stolen away by Mason Jean Baptiste, up court Guzman, he'll fly, lay it in. Jarnell Guzman, final minute of the third quarter, 54-37 English. Stevens, left wing. Off for Bowen up top, guarded tightly. English defense has been very tough here tonight. Here's a take to the basket, a bump, the ball goes out of bounds. Not off of English, off of Mansfield. Winner of this game takes on the Springfield Cathedral. St. John's of Shrewsbury winner. That game is being played tonight. It is a Lynn English inbounds with 41 seconds to play third quarter. Bulldogs up 54-37. Guzman with it right wing. Comes to the middle. Nope. With a fake pass. A three-point shot now. Got it! Jarnell Guzman. Oh, man. He's had a good game as well tonight here for the Bulldogs. Terrence Guy for Mansfield, off for Bowen, down in the corner, Stevens left side, kind of shut down there for a moment, comes on the dribble, guarded tightly there by Guzman, matchup zone here a little bit by English High, around the perimeter, down right corner, Stevens, a three ball, no, Guy back up and in, Terrence Guy for two, there's the buzzer ending the quarter, but at the end of three, it is Lynn English leading Mansfield, 57-39. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddocks, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos. Plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley and BradfordTavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do so because Anderson Windows and patio doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night, Division I state semifinal basketball game between Lynn English High and Mansfield, 57-39. Lynn English is leading here by an 18-point margin here in the third, now fourth quarter, just underway fourth quarter. Jarnell Guzman with it, slides off a pick, guarded by Guy. Guy knocks a pass, but it comes free to Badmus, and he goes up, can't make the shot go. McKeeba with the offensive board, kicks it out into the corner. English sets up again. A little tighter defense here right now, looks by Mansfield. Pull-up jumper, Guzman, in and out. Rebound, tap to Stevens, and he starts up court with a dribble. Slowed down, gives it off for Guy. Guy kicks it down in the corner on the right side for Hill. Back for Stevens, a slash to the basket. The shot doesn't go off the glass. Rebound English, down court pass to Rodriguez. Into the paint, now he pulls it back out. 57-39, English leads. 1 minute gone by in the fourth quarter. Jack Rodriguez guarded tightly. Kicks it back out for Guzman. Straight on three. Got it. Jarnell Guzman with a big night cooking here for him. He's got 10 points in the second half, 19 in the game. Outside jump shot taken there by Stevens. Rebound English. And Guzman chugs up court. 60-39 the score. A 21-point lead for the Bulldogs here. This was tight for a while. Guzman, hook pass into the paint. Not a good pass. Guy picks it off. He starts up court. He'll take it to the basket. Leans in. A blocking foul. Blocking foul on Guzman. Six minutes, 26 seconds to play in the game. Inbounds pass to Mansfield from the end line. Bowen takes it up high. Off for Stevens. Underneath, the pass stolen away. Rodriguez with it. He'll head up court. 2-on-1. Rodriguez with the take. No. Didn't go. Defensive bound by Hill. Up court, Bowen. Bowen on the fly. On the take. A collision. Ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. You fucking ball.
Blocking foul. Is it a blocking? No, they're giving it an offensive foul on Lindenwish High School. With 6:09 to go, a 21-point English lead. We have a 1-1 coming here. Fans are not happy with that call. English fans behind us. We have five fouls here on a player. Let's see here. Bowen at the free throw line for Mansfield. 6:09 to play. Matthew Bowen, it will be at the free throw line for Mansfield. Long way to go for Mansfield in just 8 minutes of play. Free throw, Bowen is good. Second free throw by Bowen coming up. It's a 20-point lead. Now it's down to 19. Two free throws by Matthew Bowen, junior guard. Solid player. English basketball, they start up court leading by 19. Fourth quarter. Here's a take. Moscano to the basket. Off-balance shot doesn't go. Rebound put back up and in by Makiba. Makiba now with 16 points on the night. He's had a very, very good game for English on both ends of the court. Bowen with a take to the basket, and he lays it in. Bowen now with 6 points in the game. Here's Rodriguez right back on the attack for two on the drive and take. Rodriguez with 16 points. Bowen right back going in on Mason Jean-Baptiste. Kicks a pass off on the baseline. They try to squeeze up one off the fingertips of Colby. Doesn't go. Downcourt Rodriguez right back on the fly for another two. Jack Rodriguez. Rodriguez with 10 points in the second half, 18 in the game. Mansfield calls time as they are down now by 23 points with 5:18 to play in the game. We'll be back just ahead.
I'm Bob Gillis, president of Cape Ann Savings Bank, serving the Cape Ann community with stability and commitment for over 170 years. Since 1846, our customers have relied on our local bank service and big bank benefits. Stop by our offices or call to talk about your banking needs at 978-283-0246. Built on community, CapeAnnSavings.Bank.
Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Gloucester's Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products, personal home and auto policies, as well as a full line of commercial coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester. Now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conan Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
We're back. A take to the basket. His shot is no good, but the follow tip is good by Samuel Stevens. English back on the attack. shot clock problem, I believe, in front of us here. 4:55 to play in the game, 66-45. A 21-point lead for Lynn English High School here. Again, with 4:55 to play. Rodriguez to inbound. Drops it off for Viscano in backcourt. They're calling him for a backcourt violation for Rodriguez. And it is a Mansfield basketball on the turnover. Gill with it up top, guarded by Viscano. Gives it off to Colby, back off for Gill. Three from the right wing. Gill got it. Oh, man, nice deep three by Sincere Gill. ...66-48... English with 4:39 to play. Rodriguez to inbound, in backcourt on the end line. Gets a return pass off from Rivera. Rodriguez coming up to midcourt, now down the paint, a runner, no, doesn't go. Defensive rebound, Bowen. Bowen charges up court. 4:25 to go in the game. Bowen kicks a pass out on the right wing for Stevenson. Now he shovels it underneath for Guy, and he lays it in for two. Terrence Guy with the two. 66-50. Mansfield trying to spark a little something going here. Trying to come back here. Pass into the paint. Deflected. Picked up by Makiba. Knocked away from him. Grabbed by Mansfield. Up court. Into the paint. Turnover. English ball. Mason Jean Baptiste. Down court. Rodriguez puts it up. Off the glass and in. Well, let's stop that run quickly. 68-50. English have back up on top by 18 now with 3:43 to play. Bowen outside right. Kicks a pass down right corner. A three from there. No air ball. And Guy with the rebound. No, it's on the floor. Grabbed by Badmus. Ahead for Rodriguez. Left side for English. Up court. Flying to the basket again. Rodriguez now kicks a pass out on the right. No, it's deflected. Turnover. Gill with the basketball. Up court. Reverse dribble. Lost the handle on the ball. And they set back up. Off in a pass into the left corner. Stevenson. A three is good. Samuel Stevenson, 68-53, 15-point lead, 3 minutes to play in the game. Badmus takes a pass over midcourt, off for Mason Jean Baptiste, down underneath, Makiba stuffs it. 18 for Makiba, timeout called, 70-53. 2:56 to play in tonight's game. We'll have a fast wrap-up here tonight, by the way. And then we'll have more information later on our post tonight on the game, hopefully. But right now, 70-53, looking at some scoring totals here for you. Sincere Gill of Mansfield with 14, make it 17 points on the night. Terrence Guy with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 points himself for Lynn English High School. Jack Rodriguez now with 22 points on the night. No, check that. 20 points even, right? Yes, 20 points even. Excuse me. Yes, 20 points even. And Jarnell Guzman with 19 points right now on the night. And then J.B. Makiba has had a very good night himself with 18 points so far. And Badmus has 8 at this point in the game. So, with 2:56 to play, we're just about ready to get back underway and try to close this thing out. Lynn English trying to head on out to Worcester for the state championship game on Saturday. They won it a year ago out in Worcester at Holy Cross. Here's a pull-up jumper by Stevenson. It's good. Is that a three? Yes. Yes, it is. Samuel Stevenson with makes it 70-56. Still got to close this out to the Bulldogs. Mason Jean Baptiste on the left wing. Jack Rodriguez doubled up by midcourt. Jump pass off on the left for Rivera into the game. Off for Mason Jean Baptiste. A slice and a take to the basket. Shot doesn't go. And the rebound is by Christopher Hill of Mansfield. Up court Guy. 70-56 the score. Guy starts and stops and goes to the basket. Draws a foul. Shot didn't go. He came right down the paint, hung in the air, put it on the rim, and it fell off. But he'll go to the line for two shots. at the free throw line is Terrence Guy. Free throw no good. Two, four, six, eight, 10, 11, 13 points. And he makes that one. Double that up again. There's 10, 12, 14 points right now for Guy. Rodriguez doubled as he comes to midcourt. Off for Badmus, left sidelines. Up ahead, back to Rodriguez. Doubled again, and he draws a foul. Jack Rodriguez fouled. Team fouls here. Just one team, or three team fouls on Mansfield. So it'll be an inbounds on the sideline. 18 fouls on Lynn English here in the half. Mason Jean Baptiste to inbound off to Badmus. Back to Jean Baptiste. To Rodriguez. Jean Baptiste on the right. Rivera doubled up top. Mansfield getting after it defensively. Rodriguez underneath to Makiba. And he banks it home for two. Makiba with a big 2-0 now. 20 points for Makiba in tonight's game. Bowen on the right wing. Off for Stevenson up top. A three straight on. No. Air ball. Rebound English. Badmus. Downcourt Rodriguez. Rodriguez with a take to the basket. Swatted away from him out of bounds. 1:28 to play in the game. Again, a quick recap here tonight. Then we're out of here. And then we're back here tomorrow night for the Beverly Bridgewater Whitman-Hanson game, rather. Beverly Whitman-Hanson. And we'll have a post up on our website tomorrow morning at some point. You'll hear from both head coaches. Blocking foul on Whitman, on Mansfield here with 1:22 to play. English ball on the sidelines. Mason Jean Baptiste to inbound. English looking to advance on to the state final game. As they were in that game a year ago, came away with a state title. Mason Jean Baptiste kicks a pass into the paint, a turnover. Stevenson, downcourt, Bowen, pull-up jumper, Bowen, a three ball, no. Offensive rebound out in the corner by Colby. Off for Guy, a flash to the basket, a block by Makiba. Back is Stevenson, another block by English High. That's Rivera with the block. Two big blocks by the English High defense. Well, that one will be resulting in a foul on Rivera. Now 59 seconds to play in the game. Stevenson at the line for Mansfield. Free throw is no good. Stevenson's had a nice night. He's got the 12 points on the night for Mansfield. Second free throw by Stevenson is coming up. And he gets that one. Substitution. Let's see. Badmus coming out of the game, is he? Nope, he's not. He's staying in the game. Inbounds pass. English. Rodriguez is fouled. So now maybe they'll knock some fouls off here. We'll see what happens. It's still only three team fouls. They had three. I don't know if they've updated that. There'll be an English ball on the sidelines. In backcourt this time. Off for Rivera. Rodriguez handling the ball a lot here in the second half. Double. Back up on the right side. Rivera is fouled. With 50.8 seconds to play, 72-58, Lynn English. Yeah, five team fouls now, so they missed, they got him up there now. Rivera to inbound. Again, tomorrow, Whitman-Hanson and Beverly, 7:45 right here on MSO News Sports. And again, a post tomorrow, we'll hear from both coaches on the website previewing the game and their teams and their seasons. Rivera, right wing, English High, comes into the paint. A runner floats it up there. He's got it. Luis Rivera has 5 points. Downcourt pass to Stevenson, left side. Pull up court, left corner jumper for three. No. Waneza with the rebound for English High. 20 seconds to play. Ball up court. We have a foul in backcourt. Still, this will be just the 16th foul on Mansfield.
Yeah.
74-58 the score, with 18.2 seconds to play. Rodriguez checks out of the game. Man, he had a whale of another great game. See some people heading for the exits now. Both teams making substitutions now. On the inbounds pass, it comes, again, we've got some subs in now for English here. The ball stolen. Bowen has it. Bowen on the take, weaves to the basket, puts it up, no. A defensive rebound by English High School with it there. Aberizgoam. 2 seconds, and the game ends. 74-58, our final score. We're back with a quick recap right after this.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com. The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Writer at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
Jarnell Guzman with 19 points, Jack Rodriguez with 20, and Jean-Baptiste Makiba with 18 points, leading the way for the Bulldogs tonight. They win, and the final score, 74-58. That'll do it for us. We're back with more on the website a little bit later on tonight. Thanks so much for joining us. See you again tomorrow. We have a lot of coverage of a lot of games tomorrow here on the website, right here from the Boston Garden, and a live broadcast tomorrow night of the Whitman-Hanson-Beverly game, a battle of the Panthers. Once again, our final score here, Lenning was 74, Mansfield 58. Thanks for joining us here on MSONewsSports.com.